Blog Talk Radio.
Many of us are preparing, and we want to be used by God. We want God to used as a little way to say, well, God didn't call me, or some people saying, I know God called me, but I'm not ready, you know, and uh-huh. what happens when God calls you and you just like, I'm not ready? What happens when God chooses you, when you're yeah. chosen and you feel like, I want to do me, I want to
yeah.
do this right now, not right now, I'm too young, I want to yeah. enjoy myself, yeah. not right now, that's too much, yeah. not right now, I don't feel like I'm worthy, Lord,
yeah.
you got to work a little bit on, you know, more on me. And
yeah.
so we're going to talk about that. I pray that it brings clarity.
That's right. Let me fix this right quick, God, and I'm going to get to you.
I'm going to get to you. I got a lot more to do.
I
want to be with this person, right? I want to do,
yeah.
do what I want to do. This feels good right here. I like what I'm doing. I ain't going to do it no
more. We done been down these streets. Yeah, some of us.
Can I still drink and be called
yeah.
and chosen?
Yeah.
Can I still smoke and be called and chosen?
Yes. Hallelujah.
I mean, I know God knows my heart.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that. Being called and chosen by God, you all. Let's get ready. Let's get ready, you all. This show, you all. Y'all have to excuse me. My eyes are really messing with me, and my husband's getting on me about this. I have to go to the eye doctor. Trying to
yeah.
read the screen here. Welcome again. Welcome, 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 welcome again. Now, you all, we're talking about being called and being chosen. You ready? Being called and being chosen, you all. This show is to shed light and understanding on being called and chosen by Almighty God. The Bible says in Matthew 22:14, you all, for many are called, but few are chosen. Before we dive into the topic today, we're going to go ahead and go in prayer, praying that God will bless the topic on today, that open us up to all receive what God is saying to us today, believing that this topic is being Holy Spirit fed, Holy Spirit driven and fed and led in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're going to let Pastor Dorsey, man, he's going to take over and pray at this time. Amen. God bless. Amen. He's coming on. Let me open up the line here. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to be able to be with
yes.
you one more time. We thank you, Father
yes.
God, that you've given us a chance to be able to see you in your word, Father. We thank you that
yes,
every
yes.
single word that is spoken, it is your word and not our word. And we
my
thank
my
you,
Lord
Jesus.
Thank
we thank
you,
Holy Spirit, for having your way. Having
yes,
your way
Lord.
In us and having your way in this place. Thank you,
yes,
Father
God, God
for
thank
every
you.
Single one that's on the preacher and the pastor show. Now, Father,
right
we pray
now,
that you allow Scripture to interpret Scripture for us not to
Lord.
Add anything or take anything away. Oh, you unclean
yes,
thought or you unclean spirit, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. And we
yes,
loose you from
Lord.
This place.
Right now.
And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. So let's get into it. Being called and being chosen by God. So,
yes.
Pastor, beautiful wife, can you explain to me and explain to every body that's listening,
mm-hmm.
what does it mean when God calls you? I know I've been in that place to where, you know, in my heart I can hear God speaking to me. You know, He was speaking to me, and it's like it's so loud and clear. So that means that, like, hey, you know, God, you're calling me. And then, you know, He gives me instruction. He tells me what to do. So what does that mean, you know, when why does God call us? Why does God call us?
Amen, amen. Thank you for asking that question here. You just now tuned in to the preacher and the pastor. We're talking about being called and chosen by God. And my husband's asking the question, now, what does it mean to be called? What does it mean to be chosen? So and people have that question, are believers, you know, as a believer, first you got to believe. You got to receive Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. Repent, be baptized, be
okay.
that believer so that you can receive. So let me start right there. Are believers called
uh-huh.
or are they chosen? Let's go right there. Being called and chosen.
Yeah.
Are we as believers called or are we just called? Are we chosen? Are we called and chosen? We are both. Actually, I'm going to explain a little bit of that and my husband explained it too. See, God sees believers as an election, as an effectual one, you all. This is when God calls someone. He enables that person to respond to that call in faith. So believing, that's why you have to be a believer operating in pure faith. So Jesus himself, you all know, he chose the disciples. And God's word also says that we are called. So which is it?
Yeah.
That's the question. That's why we're talking about that. Which is it? Is being called the same thing as being chosen? Do we choose him or does he choose us? It's actually both of these, because God chooses those to who he will save, and then he calls those same, okay? So, you all, Jesus called his disciples, And he says that we are chosen. So Jesus called his disciples, and he says that we are chosen. There are dozens of scriptures that testify of this fact, you all. And we're going to go over those scriptures here on this topic on being called and being chosen. What does that mean? We are called, but everybody's called and chosen, but what are you chosen to do? So that is the main question.
Yeah.
What am I chosen to do? What has God chosen for me to do? What is my chosen position by God? Because we're talking about being called and chosen by God. Remember, we're all called and chosen, but what are you chosen to do? Amen.
Yeah.
So again, Jesus called his disciples, and he says that we are chosen. When we look at scripture in John 15 and 16, I'll pass back over to you, and hopefully I answered your question. In John 15 and 16, the Bible says that you did not choose me, this is Jesus, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. You are, and I'm gonna stop right there so you can go to that scripture in John 15. I want to say this to you. I would advise you all to get your study Bible. That will actually help you to understand more of the Word of God and what the Word of God is saying to you, and how does that apply to your life. And that's very important, because we can read the Word, but if we don't understand how that applies to your life, then how is it really helping? So we want to make sure that we are helping, you know, the believer and even the unbeliever to get into place to believe and receive what God has for them, and, you know, what their purpose and what their calling is, and what God is calling to, what God has chosen you to do. So, again, you all, we're in John 15 and 16. John 15 and 16, again, the scripture says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask in the Father in my name, he may give it to you. So understand, here you are, we look at the scripture. Jesus made the first choice to love and to die for us, and invites us to live with him forever. So we make the next choice to either accept it or reject his offer. So without his choice, we have no choice to make at all. So understanding that,
first of all,
and I hope you all understand. If you have any questions, you can press 1. But I'm gonna turn it back over to my husband. So Jesus, you are clearly chose his disciples. We know that he chose his 12 disciples. They did not choose him. He even says, you did not choose me, but I chose you. Amen? And we'll come back to that. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, you did. You did answer my question. You said God chooses the believers. So, you said God calls. Sorry about that. You said God calls. He calls his believer. So, obviously, the scripture that you just read over here in John 15, you know, that kind of that speaks loud too, because, you know, Jesus said, you know, now I chose you. You know, you didn't choose me. You know, I chose you. So that means that whatever it is, wherever you are in life, or whatever it is that you might be going through, God knows all about it, and He knows all about you. Now, there's some things, and I'm just speaking for myself here. I don't know if this relates to nobody else. There's some things that you will experience in life, and when you experience these things in life, these things will call you to be broke down and end up on your face.
Jesus.
You'll end up on your face. I'm talking about sobbing tears, like tears you've never ever seen before. And there's nothing that nobody can do. Now, I don't know what the situation is, you know, in your life, but I'm just telling you a place that I've been. And I believe it's right there in that place. That's the place, you know, where you are the most vulnerable. That's the place where you are the most accepting, you know, to hear the calling, to hear God's voice. Now, we know that God is always speaking. So that means he's always calling you. He's always calling you. And there are times, you know, where you just can't go to sleep at night. And you will try to do every single thing just to get that sleep. My wife, she decided that she wanted to turn the sound of the rain on sometime, you know, to get some sweet sleep. And it works, too, for a little bit. But I'm just saying, you know, at these times where you can't sleep, that means that God is always speaking. That means that he's calling you. So when I first heard this, I thought about, you know, where was I you know, when God mm-hmm. began to speak to me. Where was I? And I was not in a great place, not in my life.
Jesus,
I mean,
Jesus.
Physically, I was not in a great place, you know, in my life. You know, I was in a place of pain. I was in a place of hurt. I was in a, I was doing all different kind of things. I'm not even going to tell it all on the radio tonight.
Jesus,
but
yeah.
It was in that place of brokenness. It was in that place of brokenness. To my brokenhearted, maybe even in a broken relationship, you know, maybe you've lost your job, or maybe you might be sick. Some of these things even go on at the same time. But when God call you, will you answer the call? Will you answer the call? Will you say, well, God, I know that you're calling me because I can hear you. You know, we have an ear that's in our heart. You know, God speaks to your heart. I know that you're calling me because I can hear you. What is it that you're trying to show me? What is it that you're trying to tell me? Father God, I need you. I can't do this without you. I can't do this without you. I need you. And in this place right here, that's where you open up when God can minister to you, where the Holy Spirit can minister to you. You know, with Jesus Christ, you know, it's the same. When he ministers to you, this is the place where, you know, you go to for help. This is that place when God calls you. So, yes, being called is for every single one, because every single one, you know, have to at some point in their life realize that I need God and I call you. Now, me and my wife was talking about this Psalms 23. Now, over here in Psalms 23, it says there, you know, for the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. So we was talking about being called. I said, okay, well, when you come from that place of being hurt and come from that place of brokenness, come out of that place, wherever you was at, you know, when God called you. Now, we discovered that God don't call you just to bring you out the wilderness, just to leave you right there in the green pastures. He didn't just call you to lead you out the wilderness, just to lead you there in green pastures. Yes, that's the place where I want to lead you to. I want to lead you back in the place where everything is all right, but not just to stay right there. See, when God calls you, he calls you for a reason, for you to follow him. And when God calls you to follow him, he wants you to follow him for where he's really trying to lead you. He's trying to lead you into that place of paradise. And sometimes you might have to go, you know, out the wilderness and go into a green pasture. You might have to go. You might have to go other places, up the side of the mountain, wherever it is. But it's the Holy Spirit that's leading. So God is calling. He's definitely calling. He's calling. He's calling everyone. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Preaching the Pastor. If you just now tuning in, we're talking about being called and chosen by God.
Yeah.
But I want to go over to John 6:44. John 6:44. The Bible says, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day." So the way Jesus says this is that no man. At any time can or is able to of himself or herself come to him. And so understand that the word come in the Greek is ekome, you all. That's the word in Greek. And what that word means is to come from a place or another, all right? To come from a place or another. So no one can come to Christ unless he is called. Something has to happen first. So that something is not a little nothing, but a huge something. That something is, unless the Father draws them, the word from draw in the Greek is helko, you all. Helko, which means to literally drag or to draw by an inward power. I believe that inward power is that of the Holy Spirit. So this sentence, if we insert the original Greek, should read, no one can come from one place being unsaved to another place or other place to Christ, who saves me, which is Jesus, unless the Father who sent me, which is Jesus, drags him as by an inward power. We're talking about being called and chosen by God. So there are dozens of different scriptures, you all, that we can go to that show that God is the one who calls and has even predestined us. before the earth even existed, you all. So you're called before even the earth existed, before you even established the earth. And we were called. You know, that was God's plan in the beginning. So you are called right now where you are. You're called as a believer. You are called. So, but this theme of being called by God is not restricted, you all, to the New Testament, but it's also found throughout the Old Testament. God called Abraham out of paganism. God called Israel out of Egypt. God called Moses out of sheep herding. And when God calls, all follow with no exceptions, showing that God has the power to bring about what he purposed. Now, if God calls you, he will equip the call. A lot of people say, well, I'm not equipped. Most say, I can't speak. I have a speech problem. But God would equip the call. If he's calling, when God calls you, he's already prepared. He's already prepared what is for you, and he's going to continue to add to you. God called Israel specifically, as we read you all in Isaiah 41, verse chapter 4, 8 through 9, you all, understanding the Bible says, who has performed, listen to this, who has performed and done this calling, who has performed and called and done this calling, the generations from you all, this generation from you all, I want you all to follow with me, make sure I'm not going too fast for you here, who has performed and done this calling, the generation from the beginning, I, the Lord, the first and the last, I'm the Lord, remember this, I'm the Lord, the first and the last, I am he, but you, Israel, my servant Jacob, whom I have chosen, the offspring of Abraham, my friend, you whom I took from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest corner, saying to you, you are my servant, I have chosen you and not cast you off.
Yeah,
okay, so nowhere here is the idea that Abraham said, hey, I think I'll give God a try, or Israel voted collectively by an overwhelming majority vote, voted to choose God. No, God says that he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. So in love, he predestined us for adoption as sons and daughters through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will. We see this in Ephesians 1, chapter 1, you all, 4 through 5, how clear is it? You are called. There's no doubt that God doesn't choose it, and we don't really choose him, but we are who God has called. He has called us. He has called you. And the question is our calling the same thing as being chosen? That is the question here for many of us. Is my calling the same as being chosen? So here's the scripture, our understanding being chosen. So here's the scripture. The scripture that emphatically states that we are also called, and the conclusion must be that being chosen by God results in being called by God. And so if you are chosen by God, you must be called. Looking at scripture in Matthew 22:14, the Bible says, many are called, but few are chosen. So this seems to contradict itself. It seems to contradict what the scripture says, that you can be called but not chosen. But that is not what Jesus is saying here. If you read the entire scripture, you all, many are called and many come to Christ, but only a few are chosen. Why so is the question. Remember the parable of the sower, that many did come and were called to the knowledge of God, but some fell on the stony ground and others on thorns, while others never took root. So some fell away after persecution. Some got entangled in the affairs of the world, while riches choked the others from being saved. They profess a saving faith at one time, but they really never possess saving faith. They have been called, but if they were not saved and fell away, you all, if they were called and they fell away, as the seed never took root, and this reveals that they were never really chosen. So if you're tuning in right now, we're talking about being called and being chosen by God. What we're going to do is open up the line right now, that I'll let him speak first, and then I'll allow him to speak first, or let him do his thing. I don't want to make it seem like I'm being controlled of the man, so I'm going to allow him. But to say what he needs to say, and then we want to open up the line if you have any questions about, am I called, am I chosen, by what you've heard so far, because we're here to help. We're here to encourage. We're here to shed light and understanding on being called or being chosen by the Almighty God, and understanding what the Word of God is saying to us. Am I called? Am I chosen? You know, we all are called. We all are chosen. But what are you chosen to do? We're all not chosen to pastor, but we are called to preach. And I'll let my husband explain it more. Again, thank you for tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor. Go ahead. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. You read over here in Matthew, you know, that few that many are called, but few are chosen. You know, we have to understand, not to take a scripture, not to take one scripture and make a whole big old, doctrine, because if we were reading the beginning of that, it definitely says, you know, Jesus speaking in parable. He's speaking in parable. Right. So anytime that Jesus, he taught something in parable, it was for whoever, you know, that can actually get it, to get it. And some, you know, that didn't get it, you know, he told it to you if you did get it.
Then you get it, get
so
an understanding.
Says, That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime, you know, that you read in scripture, and please do read scripture. You know, if you don't understand a scripture, you know, start from the beginning, you know, all the way to that scripture, and then maybe read a little bit farther. You know, I'm here to tell you. So, yes, many are called and few are chosen. What Jesus was talking about, you know, he called those certain ones, and they did not show up because they had other things to do. They had other things to do. He was calling them to come to the wedding, you know, but they didn't have anything to do. He called them to come be a witness and celebrate, but they had other things to do. And then he told his servants to go out there in the street and just get whoever, you know, would come. And he said that, you know, that some were good and some that wasn't good, but they came to the wedding. So they was all there. So what that parable is saying is that, hey, I called you. So if there was, say if it was a job that you are looking for, there's a job that you want, and you're looking for this job. And here it is, God sends, you know, everything that you need to be able to be at that job, but you was too busy to pick up the phone. The phone just ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing, but you didn't pick it up, right? You didn't pick up the phone.
Yeah.
And here it is, the person that was calling was the one that's going to hire you for that position, but you didn't pick it up. So they just X you out. Hey, I called you. So that's the best way to look at that scripture. Many are called, but few are chosen. Because they called you, but see, then they had to go and look for somebody that they already, maybe they looked for somebody that they already had, and they just chose, I'm going to pick you because we need somebody to fill this position. So kind of look at that scripture, you know, kind of like that in that perspective. Now, when you're talking about, you know, who is to pastor, who is to teach, or who is to preach, or who is to apostle, I don't know the answer to that. God knows where he wants you to be. God knows where he wants you to be. Now, if God have called you to teach, then be a teacher. You know, you can choose whatever you want to do.
I just want to say something that you said, like, you don't know, Pastor. You know, but God will give the word. He will send the word through someone, a servant, if you're not sure about God. Will
no,
do
I said,
that to you.
Yeah, that's right.
He'll even send someone
said,
to you.
I don't know what God called you to do.
Right.
That's right.
Right, yeah, I said, you
don't
know
what God called you to do.
You know,
that's right. Let's clean that up.
Right. I just, you know, and I was just, you know, coming in and adding on to it, because God will reveal to you what he's called you to, but he will send someone to confirm it.
Yeah.
Like, you'll know, you'll feel it. Like, I feel that, or I'm not sure. And then God will send someone.
Yeah.
He may give Pastor me, because we're prophets, and give that word to you and say, God is calling you to do this. And we're just saying right now, you know, as we're doing this show.
That's right.
You know, that we don't know what God is calling you to do right now, but I'm sure God has already sent that word, or he'll send it by way of someone else.
That's right.
But what I wanted to do, if you
don't
mind, Pastor, I just wanted to come in on that particular scripture here in Matthew 22, as you was breaking it down as far as the parable.
Uh-huh.
Jesus tells the parable of the wedding feast. And if we just go to that one scripture, a lot of people, they make that one scripture 14
that one scripture, that's right.
Whole doctrine for that whole chapter. And so we got to say that for many are called, but few are chosen. And I just want to kind of break it down and understand the culture then. So when he's giving his parable during that time in this culture, there were two invitations were expected when wedding dinners were given. So the first asked the guests to attend. So it was the first one that went out that asked the guests to attend. Then a second announced that all was ready. So he sent out one saying, all, you know, to invite you in as a guest to attend. Then the second one said, hey, everything is ready now for you to come. So in this story, the king invited his guests three times, and each time they rejected his invitation. So God wants us to join him at his table, which will last for eternity. This is not a temporary, you know, situation where you come and you leave. No, this is for eternity. You know, so that's why he sends us invitations again and again. And so it is up to us to, you know, to accept. The question is, have you accepted his invitation? You know, even when we have church, we have,
right.
You know, we have church and he's a part of church where we have, you know, we open up the doors of the church and we extend the invitation for you to, you know, to Christ, to come on in, you know, come
that's
on
right.
in, this is the time. Come on in, and we continue to extend
right.
that invitation each
you're
and every service.
Right there.
You know, to come on in, and then you have a decision to decide if I'm, you know, we have people that go to a church and they'll go for years and never, never, never commit to it. Never, 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 never. They'll still be going. I've been there for years. I just haven't decided yet. And that invitation is still going out for you to come on in. And they'll say it's for us to extend, it's for you to accept. So that's how Jesus is. You know, he calls us to come on in. Come on in, but it's up to you to accept the calling to come on in as a believer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. When you ask yourself the question, why? Why am I going through this? Why is all this happening to me? Could it be because God is calling you and you won't accept, you know, that call? You won't accept the call. So as a result, if you're not accepting the call, that means you're rejecting the call. So if you're rejecting the call, then who are you rejecting?
Jesus.
That's something to think about. So who are you rejecting? So if you're rejecting, the call, that means you're rejecting God. You're rejecting the Holy Spirit. You're rejecting everything good that's waiting to show up in your life. And you don't understand the reason why things that are not good are showing up in your life because you reject it. Because you reject it. And maybe the reason you reject it because, I mean, I'm not ready or I don't want to be ashamed to get up in front of, you know, all these people going to be looking at me because I'm making a decision to come out the world and enter into Christ Jesus. You know, I'm ashamed. No, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. It's so many that'll be sitting because I'm just speaking how I used to be that. I used to be that until I made that decision. I made the decision. You know, I don't care what nobody think about me. I need Jesus. And God, you called me because I hear you calling me because, you know, when the pastor opened up the doors, I got up. I got up and I came on up there to the front, walking in humility. I'm walking in humility for all the things that was all over me and all around me in the world. So I would rather walk into a humility coming to God than to stay in that place of shame and being beat down and broke down, you know, for the rest of my life. I'd rather be in that place. So, yes, you are called. Yes, you are called. I believe that God is calling every single one. Out of calling you out of darkness. That's that place where God is calling you out of. You think God ain't calling? He definitely calling. He's calling you out of darkness. Galatians 5. Well, this is one of my favorite chapters. Galatians 5. And it says here, Galatians 5:18 says, but if ye be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law, not for the works of the flesh are manifested, are these, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred. Now, see, God is calling you out of this place. He's calling you out of this house. He's calling you out of that place of darkness.
Jesus.
Everybody that's been there, everybody that's been in this place, whether it's one place or other. You might can say, I never committed adultery, but you might have committed some of these other 5, 6, and 7, 8 of you might have strife or seduction or witchcraft, or you might be hating somebody, or you might have idol God. So that's the place that God is calling. Yeah, God is calling you. He's calling you.
Amen.
Amen.
We want to hear from them. We want to definitely hear from our callers today. We can go on and on, me and my husband. We just want to hear from you. You know, I know some people kind of wavering in that part of their lives and not sure, am I called? What if God called me to do it? My children to do this? You know, I was walking here and it was 2 months. You are. And I want to add on to what you were saying. We'll go to 2 Timothy 1:9 and we'll open up the line. So if you want to press 1 and you have a comment or question, we want to hear from you. You just press 1. In 2 Timothy, the Bible tells us in chapter 1, verse 9, it said, God who saved us and called us to literally with a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. So this seems to you all match up with Ephesians chapter 1, verse 45. It says that we are called with a holy calling, but this calling began before the ages or time began. So God, the one who saved us, was also the one who called us to a holy calling. He is the one that initiated this calling, you all, not you, not me.
Yeah.
He has initiated this calling. Some people have heard it even when they were children, you know, that you have a calling. That child has a calling on it. That child's going to be
a pastor.
They, you know, they're going to minister. They're going to travel the world as a prophet to nations. You know, that child is chosen a prophet, God's prophet, just like Jeremiah. So, you know, understanding that. So before the age began, the time began, meaning before the earth even existed, You're called. So you all just want to give an understanding of that. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to take, anyone have any comments or concerns? I mean, because the comments or questions at this time, we would definitely want to hear from you. Press one at this time and we'll open up the line. And you just never know. Somebody needs to hear your voice. Somebody need, you know, they're afraid to ask the question and they're just waiting for you to press one. We do have someone on the line. I'm not sure if you wanted to ask the question and give a comment because when the show started, you had already pressed one, but we'll go ahead and bring you in. Calling from New York, last four digits, 1264. Welcome to the Preaching the Pastor Show.
Praise God. God bless you. Amen. I'm honored. Mm-hmm. I give glory tonight to the presence of the Lord. Amen. And
yes,
I'm honored
amen.
To be
amen.
The first time caller on the Preacher and the Prophet Show, and I just enjoyed the word tonight. I just thank God. I just heard so much. It was just so rich and enlightening to my spirit. And I just thank God for this opportunity. And I was actually calling in when y'all do get time, so I would appreciate prayer. And thank you so much. My name is Brother Coleman. First time calling,
yes,
from Brooklyn, New York. God bless you.
Yes, Brother Coleman. How you been? You remember Brother Coleman, right? I love Brother Coleman from New York.
Brother,
like you're in New
Brother
York, right?
Andrew Coleman? Yes, I remember you.
Yeah.
Brother Coleman. Andrew
Coleman.
God bless you. We appreciate
Brother Coleman,
you being
the
on.
Month of, yes, thank God for you. This month of October, we're in prayer every day at midnight. So I think you all are an hour ahead of us. So it would be 11 o'clock. No, you all are an hour ahead. So it'll be 1 o'clock their time. But we're in prayer every day in the month of October. This is a month of breakthrough. God is doing some miraculous things in the month of October for all that believe. And we're on that call every night at midnight and midday afternoon, which would be your 1 o'clock and your 1 p.m. And so if you can join us, we're going to give that number out here as well. We'll lift you up in prayer. We'll definitely do that here on the Preaching the Pastor Show. When we come to that part of the show, we'll definitely be lifting you up and just trusting God with you and for you in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray God will continue to strengthen you and grow you in spirit. And we just thank God for you, brothers. And just trust God in this season like never before. I tell everybody, stay in that place of believing. Stay in that place of trusting God. Stay in that place of faith. Don't move. Live there.
Yes.
Stay there and live there. Don't move. Don't move.
Yes.
Stay there. No, don't
That's
move.
Right.
Amen. In God bless you once again. Stay with us. There's more to come here. And we thank God for you for pressing one. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
You know what, Pastor? You know what, Pastor? You just did a great illustration of being called and being chosen just then. Now, you know, we have Brother Coleman that have called the show from New York tonight. And he was saying that, you know, how the show is seen, you know, so rich, you know, and how he can, you know, to hear how the Holy Ghost is moving. So you know what you was just doing? You was walking in your calling. You was walking in your calling. So you didn't wait. You know, he would have been willing to wait to after the show, you know, for the prayer. But see, you didn't wait. And see, and these are the men and women that God needs when someone comes and asks for help. You know, will you wait to help them or will you go ahead on and just give them help because they came right now? No, he needs help. He needs prayer. He needs someone, you know, to come and to agree right now. Now, I believe that's the place where God called you and he equipped you with all that you need. And then once God equipped you with all that you need and then you understand it and you know how to use it, so now I'm going to choose you. Now you're chosen because you understand it. See, I call a lot of people, but they don't understand it yet. Because when you get to that place of understanding, when you get to that place, you know, whether you allow the Holy Spirit to use you, See, yeah, you understand it. So now I choose you. See, you was out there in the congregation, but I can pull you on up because I need you to teach somebody how to do what you just did. Somebody going to need that. Could be a little child. They're going to need that. They're going to need to know how to do that.
Jesus.
Save one. Save a whole nation.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
If you just had tuned into the teaching of Pastor Charlie, we're talking about being called and chosen by God. We want to hear from you. You all press one. You know, leave the comments. You know, ask any questions. Are you in that place in your life? And I know God is calling you. I know I've been called and chosen, for the walk of an evangelist or a prophet. But I'm not sure. How do I know? How do I know what God is called? Not only just calling, but chosen me to do in this life. And then how do I walk in it? I don't understand it. I know it's there. I know God is calling me, but I don't understand it. So that's what we're talking about. So when we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 says, "For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth." This is what the scripture says. Not many were noble or called. So here we see that we are called and to consider, ponder, think about that calling. Most of those who are called are not the powerful or born of nobility or in place of great power at all, you all. You're thinking, I got to be this, I got to have that, I got to be this. No. We look at Romans chapter 8, verse 28 through 30, says, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for the good, for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son in order that he may be the firstborn." Hello? The firstborn, you all. I just want to make sure that we're understanding and understanding here when God called you. A lot of people feel like, I got to be this, and I got to be that, and I got to be here, and you got to be there. But let me tell you that God equips the call. If God calls you, he will equip you for the work. If God's chosen you for it, he will equip you for what he's chosen you to do. Amen?
Amen. Who in life have experienced any kind of sorrow, any kind of brokenness in their life? Who in life has experienced it? Who in life maybe right now is living a lifestyle that is, they know that is not pleasing, in God's sight? I believe you are the one that God's calling, because if we are thinking about so many men and women that are in the Bible that God, he called them and chose. I mean, we talk about everyone from murderers, just like I said. Mm-hmm. There were ones that was adulterers. It was fornicators. Worshiping idols. See, these are the ones that God is calling. These are the ones that God is calling. So if you think that God is not calling you,
my Lord.
You think God is not calling you, oh, yeah, God is definitely calling you. He is definitely calling you. And anybody that experiences any type of brokenness in their life, that is that place. That's not the place that God wants you to be, of course. Mm-hmm. But even in your sorrow, even in your brokenness, see, God can take it and turn it all around for the good, and you'll be able to minister to somebody.
Amen.
You'll be able to minister to somebody. See, you ain't dying. You're a survivor from whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is that you've been through. So you're a survivor.
Yes.
But see, you didn't survive it on your own.
Jesus, my Lord.
You survived it by the grace of God.
My Lord.
It was the grace of God. It was the mercy of God that brought you out of that place.
Jesus.
And when you had that addiction, whatever that addiction was, who it was that took the taste out your mouth.
My God.
God called you out of that place.
Thank you.
When you were just about to grab your keys and go over to that house that you know you weren't supposed to be there,
Jesus.
Who turned you back around?
My Lord.
Who did it?
Jesus.
Your God is definitely calling you. See, he's calling you. See, anybody that's in that place, of brokenness, is God know how to turn it all around. See, he's calling you.
Yes, he does.
For you to
thank
minister.
You, Lord, for
and that brings me
thank
brings
you,
me to this last question I was going to ask you.
Pastor,
of who, I think we had already hit up on it a little bit earlier, who is called to preach? Now, this has been something that you're not qualified to preach the word of God. You ain't qualified to preach. So you got to go do this here first. So you got to go through this. You got to go through that. Yeah, you got to go through something. But who it is to tell you that you not to preach? Because the Bible tells us that we are to preach the gospel, right? So who is that? Is it just one person should preach the gospel? Is it the pastor only should preach the gospel? No, that's not what the word of God said. He said you should preach the gospel, the good news of Christ Jesus. That's every single body that's in Christ Jesus. Every single body that's in Christ Jesus are to preach. So don't think that you don't have a calling that's on your life. Don't think that you don't have a calling that's on your life. You might have one that's up there that preach in front of a congregation. But see, you've been called to preach in the streets. That's the reason why you sit there in the seats and hear this message so you can get the message and let the message minister to you. Then when the message ministers to you, you understand it and you believe it, and you go out in the world, the people that's not in the house, that's not in the church house, and you preach the good news.
Amen. If you just now tuned into the Preaching the Pastor Show, we're talking about being called and being chosen. I know you were asking me the question, but you answered your own self. And
You went on in.
That's okay. But understanding when you say it's preach you all, and you know, you go then the preacher's preaching to you or preaching to the congregation and you're receiving. So now you go out and you preach the word. We all been called to minister, preach, or whatever you want to label it as. We've been all called to minister. So when someone ministers to you, you go out and you receive it, and you go and you minister to the person that's on the outside that's not in church, the person that's on your job and doesn't know about Christ, doesn't know, don't even know where
somebody
to go with it.
Darkness.
So you take that that you have learned, that you received, that you were taught, that you were ministered to, that you were preached to, and then you take that and you preach it. But it does not mean that everybody's called to pastor. It does not mean that everybody's calling to the office
That's
of a
right.
prophet or an evangelist
right.
or you know an apostle.
Right.
Those are different offices that God has chosen us to be in and to operate in. But we all do have the gift of prophecy that we all can prophesy. He calls us all to prophesy.
News.
We have the gift of prophecy, but some operate in the office of a prophet, you know, hearing and receiving directly from God, you know, what God is going to do. But I want to go back over to the scripture, you all. I know we have about 12 minutes left in the show, but it's some things I do want to hit on as we're talking about being called and chosen by God. Is that I'm going to go back to Romans 28 through 30, chapter 8, 28 through 30, and understanding what the scripture is saying here. Once again, you all can go over there with me. Romans 8, and I love this scripture. One of the Whining Brothers, they have a group and they have a song that's kind of referenced around this scripture. You know, being predestined and being justified, you know, justified, glorified. So when God calls you. So the Bible says, and I'm going to read it again with you all, Romans 8, verse 28 through 30. And we know that all things work together for the good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Verse 29, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to
Hallelujah.
The image of his son, that he may be the firstborn among many brethren. Verse 30 says, moreover, whom he predestined, that these he also called. Whom he called,
Hallelujah.
These he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified.
That's right. Hallelujah.
So I just want you to understand here, God works all things for the good. You all. So this is called, you all, the golden chain of salvation by many. God works all things out for the best, but only for those who are called according to his purpose. Who are called? We are called. You are called. Those who believe and love him. It does not say that all things will always work out for good, but they will always work out for our good. But this good is only for those who are called according to his purpose and not according to our purpose, your own purpose. He foreknew us, and those who he foreknew, he also predestined to be saved, and those whom he called, he also justified. The theme of being called is repeated in these verses, and anytime words are repeated in the Bible, it always is for emphasizing something that is very important. So in this verse, there's nothing about us or we are that we chose him, hallelujah, or that we that we chose him, or we participated in this call. It was God alone that called us and not ourselves. But we have a choice to answer. God gives us will. He gives us free will. So you ought to conclude this. I just want to say this. You know, my husband, we were talking about, I believe, you know, when you receive a phone call or when you're called to dinner, like I'll make dinner and tell my children, you know, come eat. And even as children, when the food was ready, you know, your parents or grandmother, whoever raised you, would say, come eat. You know, dinner is ready. So, you know, when we're called to dinner as a child, when I was called to dinner as a child, I was chosen to have dinner. So we were chosen to have dinner. We were called. And then we all always sat in the same place at dinner time, wherever that is, wherever the dinner table was for you, for me, my husband. We didn't choose our parents any more than we chose God. Understand that God chose us, and those he chose, he calls. And so they are like the left hand complementing the right, you all. They go together. One comes first being chosen. One comes first, y'all, being chosen, like in predestination. So next comes the calling. Calling those who were chosen. So if you're not sure if you are chosen, then please read Romans chapter 10, you all. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 through 13.
Yeah.
Romans chapter 10, verse 9 through 13. If you're not sure, you all, if you are chosen, read Romans and Acts also. Read Acts chapter 16, verse 30 through 31. Pastor, can you pull up Acts? I'm gonna read Romans 10, 9 through 13. If you can pull Acts 16, chapter 16, verse 30 and 31. Romans chapter 10,
chapter
verse 16. 9 through 13. Yes, chapter 16, verse 30 and 31. And I'm gonna read Romans chapter 10, verse 9 through 3. You all, the Bible says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Then verse 10 says, well, with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Verse 11 says, for the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Verse 12 says, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. And then verse 13, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you have a question, if you're not sure if you've chosen, read these scriptures here. Read these scriptures. And Pastor, go ahead with Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 16, 30 through 31.
Okay. Acts chapter 16, verses 30.
Mm-hmm.
To 31. 30 says, and brought them out and says, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on Lord Jesus Christ, and I shall be saved and thy house.
Jesus.
That pretty much just called. That sells it right there. So who is calling?
So if you believe this, then you have, listen to this, you all, and you can shout hallelujah. And if you believe this, guess what? Then you have been chosen.
Hallelujah.
You've been chosen. If you believe this,
hallelujah,
you have been chosen. If you
hallelujah
believe this, you have chosen. You've been chosen, and that you
that's
chose,
right,
and perhaps today God the Father is calling you to Christ. If you believe
that's
this,
right,
you have been,
hallelujah,
then you have been chosen. You have chosen, and perhaps today the Father, our Father in heaven, is calling you to Christ.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If that wasn't beautiful, amen. If that wasn't beautiful, that was so beautiful, because that make you look at your job, or there's someone that's looking at your job. See, you might be looking at, okay, well, I want to be the nurse. I want to be the doctor. That ain't what you've been called to do. That ain't what you've been called to do. You do the job that God called you to do. But make sure you know when God calling, he's calling you. All he's calling all. So that you believe in Christ Jesus that you will be saved. Chosen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How beautiful
Jesus
is that? That settles it.
Amen.
That settles it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And just to wrap it up right here in John 6 and 44, you all, John 6 and 44. So John 6 and 44, and you can write this down and come back to it. John 6 and 44 says here, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day, you all.
Yeah.
This is John you know, John 6:44, so that you may believe and be saved. You all understand you are called and you are chosen by God. And I hope they brought some clarity to all that are listening, and that you have received, and that you have received right there today, that you may minister to be one another, that would help the believer to steadfast in their faith, and the unbeliever to ask, how can I be saved? And you will be able to give them that word, that you allow God to be that vessel that he flow through unhindered. Don't allow doubt to hinder you, fear and worry of what people are going to say because of your past, because you're not there, you're not educated enough, you don't have a degree, you don't have the paperwork. You know, God has already called you. If God called you, he chose you. If he chose you, he called you. However you want to flip the word around, it is still God who has chosen you and has called you. And so we just thank God right now. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We want to pray right now.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Is there something you want to wrap up? You have any final words or food for thought for everyone that's listening? Amen.
I do. I do have food for thought. It's going to come from Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 3. Just a little food for thought. And it's going to be sticking right here to what we're talking about, who is called and who is chosen. Those who are called. Those are who are called and who are chosen. We just showed you. That's you. Enter into this place right here, what Hebrews chapter 4 and 3 says. Hebrews chapter 4 and 3 says, for we which have believed, you already believe, they do enter into rest.
As
he said. See, enter into that place of rest. Stop worrying about all these cares of the world. Enter into that place of rest. Rest in knowing that God have called you, God have chose you, and everything is all right. Amen.
Amen. We thank God once again. Father God, we just want to say thank you. At this time, if you have any questions or concerns, you know, please do so at this time. Press 1. Hallelujah. I need you to take over for just 1 second here. Thank God at this time. Pastor, go ahead and lead us in prayer. Thank you. God bless.
Father God, we thank you for this opportunity, Father, to be able to see you. We thank you, Father God, that you have already shown us that we all are called. We thank you, Father God, that you have already shown us that we all are chosen. It don't matter what the situation looks like right now, but we know that you are calling us out of that place of darkness. You are calling us out of that place of fear. You are calling us out of that place of bondage. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Anybody that has any type of hurt, any type of sickness, God is calling you out of that place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Anybody that's still dealing with some things that have shown up in the past, God is calling you out of that place called past and calling you to his righteousness through Christ Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. God is calling all that do not have love in their heart. God is calling you to that place called love. He's calling to that place called himself. He's calling to that place called Christ Jesus, because God is love. For the Bible tells us in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And whosoever shall believeth on him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. God is calling you to that place of everlasting life. He's calling you into that place of showing you his salvation through Christ Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. And that's for us all. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for every single one that's on the preacher in the pastor show, every single one that's in the state of Texas, in the state of Louisiana, in the state of New York, that's in this place, Father.
Yes,
we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for every
thank
single body.
But
we know that we're all one body that's in Christ Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Greater
thank
is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And we thank you, Father God, that you brung us out of the world and brung us into that place, that secret place where we will always be. And that's in that place of rest through Christ Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray this prayer with love and thanksgiving. And all that do agree says, amen.
Amen. Lord, to God, we thank God for you. We'll continue to lift up our brother and friend Brother Coleman, we thank you for tuning in. We thank everybody else for being here today. Remember, you all, that we are on every day the month of October at 12 midnight and 12 noon midday each day, praying and coming together, touching the agreement. If you can, be with us in both, or if not, one or the other. We appreciate you coming to agreement. Be become already ready, believing that God is going to do it, and God is doing it. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you one more time, Father God.
Yes,
me and my
thank
husband,
you, Lord,
thank you opportunity. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here on tonight. We're back here live at 8 p.m. on next Thursday. We do have Bible study on Wednesday at 7 p.m. here on the Preacher and the Pastor, Central Standard Time for those that are not in Texas. We also have our prayer line at 732-434-2510. And then Sunday services at 2 p.m. on Sundays here on the Preacher and the Pastor show. If you need counseling, if you need, you know, some one-on-one, we'll be happy to schedule you on our Tuesdays. You will call 346-719-3349 to set that up. Again, we bless you. We thank God for you. We bless you all to prosper. We bless you all to be all that God intended for you
yes,
to be.
Lord.
We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit as you draw closer
yes,
to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we
yes,
love
Lord.
You. We bless into joy, peace right now, all in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's in Jesus' name we pray, and that we are saved,
yes.
that we are called, and that we are chosen, and we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. You all
amen.
Be blessed. Have a good night. God bless your sleep. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
You.
I love you all. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
That's
I love
right.
you. God bless you.
Yes,
God bless
I love you.
You.
Good night.
Amen. Good night. Amen. God is in you. Hallelujah.